We see angel eyes all around us, don't we? Yeah, little glimpses of hope, little bits of angels all around us. And that's why I want to talk to you about our celebration luncheon. We do it every year. And this is the time that we get to read the letters to you. And you can hear how amazing some of our warriors are. So this is a letter that we received from Evelyn. And she is nominating her mother, Norma. Evelyn says, everyone battling breast cancer is a war hero. And if I had to pick my superhero, of course, it would be my mom, Norma. She was first diagnosed in 1977 with breast cancer. As the youngest of three kids, I was only 8 years old. And this was at a time when the world wasn't aware of this silent sniper or its ability to target an area of the female body, which, when lost, has a profound impact physically and psychologically. At that time, reconstruction was for Hollywood and the very wealthy, as no insurance covered such expensive cosmetic surgery. So to this day, my mom only needs to pass a mirror to be reminded of what she lost in her first brave battle, which she fought with very little recognition and support. My mom was diagnosed a second time on her remaining breast in 1996 because of women like her, technology and knowledge has pushed us forward toward less invasive procedures with the ultimate goal of prevention. But she still carries those scars from her attacker. And she carried on to raise three kids and 11 grandkids with fervent love of life. My mom has been to battle again, next time with colon cancer. This time a veteran meeting an old enemy head on. And most recently, she's had a hip replacement. So she's been through a lot. Survivor is a fitting description. And we all survive because of my mom and because of all those brave women that are like her. My mom's battles raise our awareness of the needs for screening so that she gets my gratitude and my admiration forever. Thanks, Mom. If you've got a warrior in your life, we would love to hear about him or her. Please visit our website and click the Celebration Luncheon banner. It's pink. You'll see it. You can always just email your nomination to celebration@925xtu.com. Your nominee could be selected and join us for a luncheon at Ron Jaworski's Ramblewood Country Club with a special performance from Maddie and Tay, who are amazing. It is such an amazing event, one that you certainly don't want to miss.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.